Page 73, Unit 17. Sustainable development cannot be achieved without environmental awareness.
Sustainable development requires human ingenuity. People are the most important resource. Dan Schechtman.
There has been an ongoing debate in connection with sustainable development, as well as the statement above, for decades. Although many would argue against it, a lot of people truly believe that sustainable development simply cannot be reached without being aware of environmental aspects. Let me refer to the most widely used definition here. Sustainable development is development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. According to various forums, there are three main pillars of sustainable development: environmental protection, economic growth, and social equality. These three pillars seem to be interdependent, and in the long run, none can exist without the others. First of all, the environmental pillar includes, among other things, climate protection, protection of resources, and biodiversity. Also, food should be grown organically, so we should stop using pesticides. We must use natural resources more sparingly, too, one of which is petrol we need for our cars, but sooner or later this resource will be exhausted. This is why we are looking very hard for a green alternative so that future generations will have environmentally friendly cars. The next pillar is the economy, that is, business and industry. The most important aspect tends to be the aim of reaching growth at all cost, which is obviously unsustainable. One example for this is that the majority of goods, even food, arrive from a long way away. However, transporting them causes a lot of pollution. The third pillar is the social element. Goals here include better education, training opportunities, equal rights, gender equality, and fighting poverty, as well as prosperity for the whole of humanity. It is also said by many, though, that even before humans appeared, the planet had gone through huge natural changes that simply cannot be compared to effects of human activities. Similarly, throughout human history, development has constantly been performed without being aware of its influence on the environment. If a particular solution didn't work after a while, a new solution appeared naturally. Consequently, in a competitive market economy, as resources become too costly, human ingenuity will find alternatives for problems. What is more, the cost of cutting back industry with the aim of protecting the environment might be greater than the benefits for the human race. Considering all the above, I believe all stakeholders need to be conscious about their own responsibility in this matter. Many people have probably realized that the situation right now is not sustainable in the long run, as we are exploiting our planet's resources to such a great extent that we clearly cannot follow this path. As far as I can judge, the real solution lies in being able to see this issue from a human perspective, having the acumen to place ourselves in where we really come from and what we really depend on, which is the planet we live on.